First, a new report from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism shows that about a third of Wisconsin's hospitals, 40 to be exact, are Catholic-run. That makes us one of the most heavily reliant states in terms of health care from Catholic hospitals. Those medical centers are governed by directives from U.S. Catholic bishops. While they provide services to people in low-income and rural areas, doctors sometimes have to deny or delay certain types of reproductive care, including abortions, contraception, and sterilization. That's been a source of controversy among people who don't subscribe to some of those beliefs. Parker Shore is a reporter with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and a public policy fellow at the Capital Times. He worked on the center's story on reproductive care at Wisconsin's Catholic hospitals. Parker, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get into the services that these hospitals provide, you write in this piece that Wisconsin, compared to other states, is more dependent on Catholic hospitals.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The state is more has more Catholic hospitals than almost any other state. We have twice the national average. We have a third of our hospitals are Catholic and abide by the ethical and religious directives derived and written by the United States Council of Catholic Bishops. So the ACLU says we have the most dependent on Catholic hospitals in the nation. Our numbers are a little different from theirs because they didn't include critical access hospitals, which are rural safety net hospitals. But we are among the most reliant in the nation.
And some communities are really reliant on these hospitals. You focus in one case on a community in Milwaukee where this is their main road to hospital-style health care. They do provide a lot of valuable services people are counting on, it sounds like.
Right. These are safety nets in rural and urban communities alike. So even in Milwaukee, which has more hospitals than any other county, it's super saturated market. But the choice isn't there for a lot of communities on which hospital to go to. And you can see that in sort of the birth data. So at St. Joseph, it's an Ascension hospital. It's Catholic. It's located in a poor, predominantly Black neighborhood. And that shows in sort of the babies that are born there. More than 6 out of 10 babies born there are born to Black mothers. Whereas 7 miles away at a secular hospital, Aurora West Allis, more than 6 out of 10 babies are born to white mothers. So it's the sort of city segregation is sort of reflected in which hospitals people go to, and it's often dependent on which community the hospital is located in.
And because these are Catholic institutions, they abide by a set of guidelines. I think it was 76 directives from U.S. Catholic bishops. We don't need to get into all 77, but can you talk about what that means for a hospital based on these guidelines?
Right. So much of the directives are related to reproductive care, so things like abortion, contraception, sterilization, and in vitro fertilization. They also prohibit physician-assisted suicide, but that's not legal in Wisconsin either. So really, a lot of it revolves around reproductive care. So in most ways, these Catholic hospitals are no different from secular hospitals, except in this sort of small corner. But it's an important corner of reproductive care around delivery and contraception and things of those nature.
And you talked to first of all, community members, community leaders who are concerned about those restrictions in care. What kind of concerns did they bring up about that?
Well, they think that they restrict access to important forms of care, but that it could exacerbate existing racial and socioeconomic disparities in healthcare access and healthcare outcomes. So St. Joseph specifically, because it's a lower income, predominantly Black neighborhood, they have those existing barriers to certain forms of care, contraceptive care, and health outcomes. Milwaukee has the highest infant mortality rate. It has a high Black mother mortality rate. So there's these existing things, and it's an added barrier to accessing these forms of care for groups that historically have had little access to this care.
And you talk to providers, you talk to the Catholic hospitals themselves, and it sounds like there's a lot of gray area, depending on which hospital you go to, which physician you might see, as to whether they provide care, refer you to something outside of the system. Talk about the landscape.
Right. That's a thing that really stuck out to me through weeks of reporting this story, which is just the lack of transparency and the variation among hospitals, even within the same health system. So you might have among Ascension Hospitals, which is the largest Catholic health system in the state and one of the largest nonprofit health systems in the nation. You might have one hospital that's super strict with the ERDs and interprets them and don't do tube ligations, which is more commonly referred to having a woman's tubes tied. Whereas at another Ascension hospital, they're doing these services and they're giving out IUDs, which are not typically given out at Catholic hospitals. Like at Ascension All Saints, they billed for IUDs 666 times last year, whereas at St. Joseph, they billed for it 15 times. So there's this, they largely don't provide these services, but there's variation. And as you say, it depends on which doctor you get. Maybe you get a doctor that agrees with the Catholic hospital's policies and won't advise you on where to get an abortion or where to get contraception, but you might get one that does.
And in one case, I don't have this right, they would refer to an affiliated provider, a secular provider whose main job was eye care, but to do those tubal ligations?
That's in Madison, yeah. So St. Mary's, SSM St. Mary's, it's a Catholic hospital. For a woman that wants an elective tubal ligation, so not after she delivers, they can send them to, or they do send them to, Davis Duerdien Eye Care, which is a clinic that does eye surgery. And the nurse that we talked to said the place isn't really set up for eye surgery, or for tubal ligation surgery. It's set up for eye surgery, and it doesn't sometimes have the equipment needed. So physicians will walk back and forth between the eye clinic and St. Mary's to get the needed equipment. And it's sort of an example of a loophole about how physicians are providing the services, but also a question of whether they're providing the best care possible.
Talking to Parker Shore from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and the Capital Times, looking at reporting on hospitals in Wisconsin, services that may not be available, some of them, at Catholic institutions in the state. Parker, you talked to some physicians who pointed toward potentially life-threatening impacts for pregnant women going through a crisis. Can you talk about what you heard from them?
Right. So whereas contraception and sterilization is a common procedure, late pregnancy complications are relatively rare. They might only happen a handful of times at a hospital a year, but they do happen. And these physicians are saying that Catholic hospitals can prevent them from providing the best care possible and delay care until, one physician said, the last possible second. So Catholic hospitals will terminate a pregnancy if the woman's life is at risk. But where they draw that line is much further down the path than maybe a secular hospital would. So we talked with two physicians who had personal experiences of mothers having a late pregnancy complication where the fetus is not viable, it has no chance of survival, but they won't terminate until they showed, for instance, at St. Joseph in Milwaukee, until they showed demonstrable signs of infection, and then they would terminate. Whereas at a secular hospital, they're not going to wait until the mother shows infection to terminate if the mother desires that course of action.
Now, you reached out to some of the Catholic hospitals and their umbrella organizations. What kind of things did they say about concerns raised by doctors and community groups?
Well, we sent a survey to all the Catholic hospitals in the nation, sort of because there's such a lack of transparency around these things and variation. We really just wanted to know, what do you provide? What don't you provide? How do you interpret the directives? And no hospital responded individually. We got a response from the Catholic Health Association, which sort of provided a general response about Catholic health care. And their response is that they don't put the mother's life at risk, that they provide the same level of care, but even better standards of care than secular hospitals. They point to data that shows people actually recommend Catholic health care more than other types of healthcare. And that's true according to the data that they showed. So that's what they responded to by saying.
Parker, people can read more in your reporting over at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism website. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Parker Shore is a reporter with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and a public policy fellow at the Capital Times. We talked to him about the center's report on reproductive care at Wisconsin's Catholic hospitals.